Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, and I'm delighted to say that our topic is interesting, and today our topic is a unique way to approach Facebook marketing. And I don't know about all of you out there, but we know Facebook is the rage, and now there's all this craziness with video and Facebook Live, so I'm delighted to say that our leading lady today with us is Melissa Kirby, and she is, love this, the chief beekeeper and the founder at Hive. So, Melissa, welcome to our show, and say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, Michelle. Thanks for having me. So happy to be on your program today.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited to have you. I mean, I love your whole business concept, and we're delighted to have you on our show today as our leading lady. But, you know, just for purposes of, you know, in detail, it's like we're going to be talking about a unique way to approach Facebook marketing. And I'm really curious. Let's launch into that. What is a unique approach to Facebook marketing?
Well, it's unique, Hive is, because there's a gap in marketing. And I believe that larger business, enterprise business, has been aware of this gap for some time. They're working hard to address it. I personally became painfully aware of it through offering agency services for small businesses, which was returning to my roots, being a brand ambassador, a brand specialist for smaller business. And that gap we're talking about that we address with Hive is in between the customer experience with a business and that loyalty piece. What's missing is that there aren't readily available low-cost, real-time tools for customers who like a business to, in an organized way, be large brand advocates for that business. Customers can post a review, they can check in, they can take a selfie, but it's rather disorganized for the business. The business gets very little bump, so to speak, for that effort from their customers. And it's a terrible thing because happy customers are the most valuable potential source of referral business. So
And you know, I mean, this is what's interesting. I think, and I know we're gonna be all over the place, you and I talking over each other, because it's, to me, this is an exciting topic. I mean, one of the things I see with so many of our members, and also just hearing women owners collectively, is that they will say they're just overwhelmed right now with social media. I mean, should they not? You know, it used to be where it was like the likes on Facebook, and then, you know, there was a strategy around it. And at the same time, I just find so many women owners are absolutely overwhelmed in what they should be doing, you know, not only with Facebook, but with social media marketing. And so, you know, for you, how do you dumb it down for a business owner? What would be maybe three recommendations of this unique approach? Really curious.
Well, I think first, the anecdotal observation that a business must be using effective social media marketing is true. So that's absolutely the case. The problem is that it is extremely costly to do that in a meaningful way where the business can see results. And so we traditionally in digital marketing look at last month's results to see how our metrics are improving and how those metrics compare to our competition. The problem is that the answer up to now has been spend more on pay-per-click, spend more on web ads, spend more on Facebook ads. And the problem is the sky is not the limit when it comes to marketing budgets. So we needed to solve that problem.
I love that. And, you know, for small business owners, I know that what I love about you and kind of like looking at your background is that I know you really talk about the social media relevance game, right? I mean, should every business be using Facebook? I mean, how does a business owner, for our listeners, should every business be on it, or B2B versus B2C, or do you have any suggestions for our members who are looking at, you know, would Facebook apply to us?
In the same way that every business needs a website, and every business absolutely has to have a Facebook presence. And it needs to be a living, breathing, evolving Facebook presence, not only for their brand generically or globally speaking, but also as a place where customers can interact with the business. It's a terrible shame when we see a business who isn't allowing guest commentary, say, on their Facebook page, because they're missing a critical opportunity to improve loyalty and also get referral business through that customer. Facebook and social media generally provide a great opportunity to help keep happy customers happier, get referral business, and deal with any problems early.
And I love the kind of general aspect. You know, I mean, I will share, we're a Southern California Professional Women's Association. And, you know, for us, Facebook, as a leader, let's say, of our association, you know, I'm going to just put it out there. I'm in my 50s, so I'm one of those women that goes, Facebook. You know, this was quite a few years ago. We're not going to use it. I mean, obviously, it's to what it is. And just in the last, you know, couple years, I see how exciting Facebook is, which makes me sound really old and tired. So I'm really sorry, Melissa, but I'm just putting it out there that I find that common with a lot of very well-established business owners that go, oh, it doesn't apply to me. And I'm, you know, and for, I guess, our audience thinking that there's, you know, the millennials get it. I think they're on it. They use it personally. So now for business, as entrepreneurs, it makes sense. But for women who may be at a different age level, can you share maybe a few specific things that you see your clients or businesses doing that really make, you know, Facebook marketing relevant for them? And we'll talk about the ads later, but what are some things that people are doing to make Facebook really relevant for their business?
Well, first of all, I think we're about the same age. I'm in my 50s as well. And
Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah, just had a birthday, so I'm struggling with the mid-50 thing.
Happy birthday. I hear you. It's a great place to be. I'm just loving it.
You're right. I hope you are, too.
I absolutely am.
I'm wearing it proudly, but I still want to be younger, but we'll go with that.
Oh, yeah. Before Hive, I founded and owned and then eventually sold a medical technology company. I started working on that company in 2003. And I remember then having the conversation with physicians. This was a product that worked specifically for private practice physicians. So dental, orthodontists, chiropractors, private practice physicians who were maybe primary care or pediatrics. And at that time, you can't imagine how often I heard the question, well, we don't even know if we need a website. And that seems crazy now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem crazy.
Yeah. So in the same way we were having that conversation back in the early 2000s, yes, occasionally we're presented now with the question, do I really need a Facebook page? Or we see a very passive, maybe anemic Facebook or social media effort. But that's really a crime. It's too bad. It's a shame, because creating a really vibrant, exciting, and beneficial social media presence that can help grow the business is absolutely critical, and it can be done without a lot of money. And our goal, of course, is to allow small businesses especially, but enterprise organizations as well, to use existing tools and happy customers to be the new trend in marketing and advertising.
I think it's cool, and if we could stay on maybe the medical practitioner. So for a small business owner, let's say for some of our listeners, if they serve consumers, and maybe we use the kind of dental office example, you know, what are some strategies that you would recommend that they look at, you know, in relation to Facebook marketing?
I haven't met a dentist or orthodontist or chiropractor or any small business practitioner who doesn't already understand the criticality of patient referrals for building their business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day-to-day part of what they're always trying to do. They ask for referrals from their patients. They have patient appreciation efforts. They have patient recruiting efforts at health fairs and so forth. So if by using Hive, a private practice physician or a spa owner or gym owner or anybody in the small business space can give automated fun tools to those happy patients or happy customers to be very active and effective online brand advocates for that business.
And is this, so Melissa, is this an app then that people use or is it a platform?
Hive is a platform. We provide an app that runs on iPad as a business, but we also have an app that runs on the personal device. But both of them work together through a fairly deep and easy to use, but very effective and helpful platform that gathers data and information about how, when, and why a customer engaged with a platform, what they did, when they engaged. And then, of course, we're collecting data from those customers. That's really great for medical and dental as well. If they have Hive operating off-site, say at a referring business, they're able to generate patient contact information and brand advocacy even before those potential patients become their patients. And so that's the important solution we're bringing to this space right now, automating the outreach to attract new customers, patients, and guests, and then automating the referral piece of it as well.
No, it's cool because, you know, again, the organic, I know there's like service programs you can use with social media. I mean, I'm going to date myself again, but I laugh. It's like the old days when you actually, you know, you sent an email individually, which of course we still do, but then you automated your email marketing, which has gone crazy, right? And
right.
So if I'm understanding you, you're saying it's like, so for the pieces that are so time consuming and cumbersome for posting and liking and sharing and all that, walk us through kind of how your platform works, because I'm intrigued that there's an automation piece of it, because that obviously is very, very interesting to small business owners. I'm like, pay attention, listeners. This is automation. This is what we want to do. How does the Hive program work then for automation?
Well, you're right, Michelle. It's automation and also amplification. So we give some tools that allow the customer to check in. And for the customers, from the customer's perspective, the check-in is very similar to how they might check into a business currently. The problem is before Hive, a customer or a patient check-in had little to no benefit to the business at all. So Hive amps up that benefit. And so we take that check-in and we automatically drop in keywords and hashtags for the business and some other technical tools like a Google Map link, and give some legs, so to speak, to that check-in so that it's going to reach that customer's entire online network, and it's going to reach them in a way that is also building the brand. So we're automating the SEO, especially over time, but we're also duplicating that post over to the business page. So now we're providing automated, organic page content for the business. Now the business has, we give them some controls. Maybe they don't want all of those posts to show up. Maybe they don't want them showing up in real time for reputation concerns. And then we're also giving the customer or the patient options to provide those posts without, say, a photograph. Or if the customer doesn't have Facebook that they use or know how to post to, that's okay. We have workarounds for that too. So we are deploying multiple tools to allow a customer to check in, but check in a way that is very branded and controlled by the business, and in a way that the business can continue to benefit from it in the coming days. Then we collect the data, and now we automate some follow-up. So you mentioned email marketing and the importance of email marketing. The problem is the average American gets 140 emails a day. So
it's toxic. I mean, it's just toxic.
Yeah, so the new way to remarket and to influence market is through text message marketing. So imagine if you are a restaurant owner and you have a customer who checks in at the beginning of their visit, and then you have your Hive automated remarketing set up to contact that customer's phone in, say, 30 minutes because you want to drive gift card sales or you want to influence them to buy dessert or an after-dinner drink. Hive gives you some really simple tools to do that. The automation part of it is so important because you don't have to have somebody available actively managing these marketing campaigns.
You know, I know we're talking about business to consumer and kind of retail or brick and mortar facilities. How would it work for Hive, or maybe an example of a business to business type of company that you worked with, like a CPA firm or maybe a consulting firm or an engineering firm, any kind of B2B examples of how they might make Hive work for them?
Yes, there are. In fact, we're pretty excited about this. One of the important pieces for the marketing puzzle as we were creating Hive was to provide engagement opportunities and solutions for businesses offsite so that a business can be in an automated way engaging with new potential customers and re-engaging with established customers 365, 24/7. So if we think in terms of sports or think of a car dealer or an association or organization or place where maybe customers don't really do business with them, but eventually they need them, such as law firms. So those types of businesses can have a Hive or multiple Hives at sites that aren't their own. Say at a mall, at an airport, at a conference or a seminar. And would-be customers can see a Hive and engage with the Hive because there's an instant gratification reward built into it and because there's some kind of fun engagement zone happening there. And once the customer engages with it, now the automation tools help create an automated relationship funnel between the sponsoring business and the customer. We're actually working on something really exciting. This is coming together in a formal way, but we are a participating partner with Regional Smart Cities Initiative out of Cincinnati. They're going to be going to see other cities around the country, and they're really working on multiple planks contributing to smart cities and smart regions. One of the key points that they're working on is connectivity. Not just availability in a city or a region, a state, a campus, not just connectivity to Wi-Fi, but connectivity of people to businesses and places they need or want to visit while they're in that city. And so Hive is going to be playing an important role in that. So we're an advocacy tool, not only for the Regional Smart Cities Initiative people, but also a tool for the people, the businesses, and the agencies in those areas to remain connected to one another.
Well, you know what I'm thinking is I think you need to come to San Diego and we need to look at this is what I'm thinking.
Oh, I think so too.
I'm going to go with that one. But, you know, I want back up for me a minute because I love the whole concept of what you're talking about because I mean, I'm a big – for me, it's not just about activities. It's about engagement. But – you know, I want to get to why you started Hive, and I want to put that on the back burner for a second. It's like when people can automate, I mean, what are you finding as the result? Because everybody always looks at ROI as owners, but what do you find people benefit most as with the owners you've interacted with where they go, oh, my God, I had no idea, you know, that this is what it is. What are some of the results that you can share with our listeners that, you know, the end result obviously is a powerful message?
Well, one nice thing that Hive businesses get to see and enjoy is that instant gratification piece. So we encourage businesses to offer a reward in order to drive engagement. And so, so the customer enjoys instant gratification loyalty, which actually this is one of our theories that a challenge in loyalty is, you know, managing your multiple different loyalty cards or platforms or keeping track of when you're going to get your free sub or your free cup of coffee, whatever it is. So loyalty has been a challenge because of this disparity. Hive encourages and allows businesses to provide instant gratification. So there's that instant gratification reward for the customer, but for the business, there's instant gratification measurement as well, because every post from the customer is immediately visible to the business. So those statistics are tracked in real time and they're cumulative. A Hive customer post immediately in real time has 800 times the value of a customer check-in that doesn't go through Hive. If you check in at a business, you go out to dinner tonight and you check in at a business, your check-in doesn't show up on that business page. It's like a private little one-hit wonder for you. It was a nice thing that
you did it,
but it doesn't show up for the business. Your Hive check-in works the same for you, but the business hashtags and keywords automatically post. The post duplicates over to the business page. It posts on a schedule the business wants it to post or remains hidden if they want that. So that is the most important immediate benefit. Over the course of 10 days or so, the reach of that post grows exponentially. And part of what a customer agrees to when they're doing a Hive check-in is they're agreeing to expose that post to everybody in their online network on Facebook. So it's not private. So that is a really important, very easily and immediately measurable benefit. Over time, though, the automation of the influence marketing is also very important. And so you can very easily check your point of sale and see how the automated influence marketing can ring the register faster or more, influence sales of specific products, say gift cards, or even use Hive tools to promote a sale, a product launch, a seminar, ticket sales, all kinds of things. And those metrics are easily measured in, you know, with 30 days trailing.
Well, and if you can share with our listeners, I mean, the background and why you came up with Hive was what? I mean, I know you came from, if I understand correctly, you are a master communicator, if I can put it that way, by copywriting and editing. But as a writer, how did you come up with the Hive idea? I mean, I'm always fascinated where was the bonk on the head that you said this is a great idea, because it's fascinating.
Well, I saw a need that I was doing some agency work, freelancing, just returning to my roots after selling the medical technology firm. And I had three clients at the same time who were completely different. But one of them was an Italian restaurant opening in the Jacksonville Beach area. And the owner of the restaurant, very excited about their model, but opening right down the street from a Carrabba's. And in the middle of who knows how many other pizza and long-established spaghetti places in town, asked me, well, how fast can we be number one on Google? And I told him, you'll never be number one on Google in this area. Carrabba's is your neighbor. There's no amount of money you can spend on SEO and pay-per-click to be number one in Jacksonville Beach. And so I began exploring tools out there that could help amplify social word of mouth. If we could get 1,000 people to the opening, and I don't know that we got that many, but in the opening weeks, we certainly got that many. If we could get that many people and then use those people to get their friends and their friends. Do you remember, Michelle, when we were kids, the shampoo commercial that and she told two friends and they told two friends?
Oh, God, I do remember. Yes, that really dates us, girl, but that's okay. Most of our listeners are like, I remember that.
Yeah. That was the idea. We just didn't find any available tools, and that was the beginning of whiteboarding Hive.
I love that idea. And, you know, for you guys, I mean, how long did it take you in the development of this platform? Was it a matter of, I mean, because automation says to me there's some really sophisticated coding or programming or things that go on with Hive. Was it, you know, pretty sophisticated in the kind of like development of it, or kind of share? We had a lot of entrepreneurs and women owners out there that, you know, kind of want to understand how long did it take you from development to what you have now as your launch for Hive?
We developed for a full year before launching beta. And the reason we did that is because we also wanted to protect our intellectual property and achieve stability before deploying it in a real life business. We didn't want to do anything that would cause any harm to any businesses or customers. Protection of private information was absolutely critical. And having been in the medical technology space, I and our development team had quite a lot of experience with that. I'm really happy to share with you that our development team include many of the people who worked on the medical technology program with me starting back in early 2000s. So we worked together well. We knew what we wanted to achieve. We were all very closely aligned on our goals, and the excitement level in building Hive has been very high. So we took a year. We wanted to have what we call a full stack of features and functions before going public with it. And we began beta testing in June this past summer.
Wow, congratulations. Because it's a big deal. You know, people think, oh, man, you can launch a business in a day with a great idea. But, you know, with what you've been through. And now, you're laughing, right? Because you're going, yeah, oh, yeah, no idea. But you keep saying we, and it's like, so I know you're the founder. Do you have a team of other people or partners, or give us a little lowdown on the kind of evolution of Hive and how you've grown, even though I know you've been in beta testing since June?
The original founders include a couple of silent partners who helped put up some money and provide some background business type of help, keeping the books, applying for licenses, working with the lawyers, and so forth. But the development team are a very important part of Hive, and we are very close and work together daily and have since inception, from the proof of concept build through the product build and today. I'm a big believer that all software is hopelessly out of date. So
yeah.
The challenge,
as soon as it's launched, yeah.
Oh, before it's launched, absolutely. And that is true of Hive. Even though we offer next-generation solutions, the truth is we already know what we want to be offering in another year from now and 3 years from now, and we're really excited to get to that. Our longer-term goal is hyper-targeted, hyper-personalized, hyper-convenient marketing that directly connects a business to a customer during their journey. When I pull up to a Target, I would like to not even think about where I have to go in this aisle on that shelf to get a product I want. I want my journey
yeah.
to be hyper-targeted, hyper-personalized, and hyper-convenient.
Hyper and Hive, I think those two go together. That's kind of cool. And you know, just as kind of a last, you know, because we're almost out of time, but, you know, Facebook is not the only thing that Hive works with, right? You mean you guys, all the social media platforms it works on, or is it just Facebook?
Not entirely. So a business can connect using various different available platforms, posts that go to their business page, and a business can do a lot with the data in the background. We have partnerships mm-hmm. with Social Listening and some other partnerships to work with those other platforms. But our core point of entry is Facebook, and we are very, very bullish about Facebook. The use of video for testimonials is, in marketing
mm-hmm.
generally, going to be a very important trend. So we built Hive to be able to quickly and conveniently, in a fun way, collect customer selfies, selfie videos, or text-only posts, get them up there to the benefit of the business and the consumer, and that's when we tee up the automation in the background.
I think that's cool. And, you know, just as a kind of final, almost two final questions, but one, if we have listeners out there, Melissa, that want to reach you, what would be a great way, you know, if you want to share how to connect with you, we'd love to have you share that with our listeners.
Well, I would love that. Thank you for that. So our website is isocialhive.com. So it's the letter I, the word social, the word hive, like a beehive.com. So it's isocialhive.com. And when I was preparing for this, somebody had asked me, what are some of our goals relating to women? And this is actually a very, very important goal to us. And I want to share it. There are two things we as a company have targeted for early 2017. And the first is that we want to hire 100 work from home people. And we expect many, many of them to be women and to work on the hours they want, with or without children, work from their laptop, at home, in their car, on the road. That was an important goal to me in my career, being able to work from wherever I am in the world because I'm a traveler. And we want to be able to extend that to other women. So that's one very important goal we have. But the
very
other
cool.
goal.
I think that's cool.
Thank you. The other that is a little broader than that really speaks to my love, my heart for small business. And so we want to be able to provide Hive to 1,000 women-owned businesses for $5 a month. So we're going to be promoting that beginning in 2017. So this is the first time we're mentioning it publicly outside of our group.
Well, that's exciting. And I will tell you, you know,
yeah.
the other one, just, I mean, I'm not sure where you're at with it, but, you know, I know you and I already talked about how we can be a resource for you, but, you know, we have a huge military presence out in Southern California. And so, you know, transitional veterans and, you know, spouses, whether they're men or women, for veterans is a huge one because they travel all over, you know, and so they're always struggling to find the job when they're, you know, at their place where they're located right now. But I love what you're championing and doing. And so we are out of time, but I want to say thank you, Melissa, for being our leading lady today. And to all of our listeners, I hope you'll give Hive a look, and especially to the women owners. I can't wait to take a look at the platform, Melissa, but you and I will talk again. And we are nearing the holidays, so I always say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Mm-hmm. And we will be back again next Monday, not Friday, for our listeners. Oh, I'm so sorry. We will be back next Friday. Man, I'm screwing things up. We have a lovely leading lady next week, and her name is Snowden McFall, and she's the president of Fired Up, and she is fired up. I actually have had a conversation with Snowden, and our topic is going to be how to take your employees from burnt out, which many of us are, to fired up, and I can't wait to have her on the show. So at any rate, we will see you both next Monday and Friday, and from Women Lead Radio, have a great weekend. We'll catch you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.